hello there and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. And of course, POTUS did what? Once again, we're dealing with another statement made by President Trump and trying to figure out, is this, because so much of what he says is new, we've never heard it from a commander-in-chief, we have to sit back and ponder and question whether or not this is appropriate or not. Now, again, we are doing this via Facebook Live. So if you want to comment, I will see your comments. And I even have the ability to flash the comments up on the screen. So today's podcast is, do you support President Trump not committing to a peaceful transfer of power? Roger says there will be a peaceful transition. It's a continuation. By that, Roger, do you mean that it's just, you just are assuming that President Trump's going to win, so he will just continue? Is that what you're saying? Weldon says it was a stupid, ambiguous, hypothetical question that he wasn't obligated to give a straight answer to. Oh, I don't know if I can agree with that. Actually, let me restate. I completely disagree with that. This is one of the easiest questions he's ever been given, as in my opinion, Weldon, and I will tell you why. But first of all, many of you may be wondering, what am I talking about? President Trump was asked yesterday, would he commit to a peaceful transition of power? This is his answer.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transferal of power?
We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it. And you know who knows it better than anybody else? The Democrats know it better than anybody else.
This was the question. Will he commit to a peaceful? Now, the key word here, my friends, is peaceful transition of power. He wasn't asked, will you challenge the results in the Supreme Court? He wasn't asked, will you challenge the results of mail-in ballots? He was asked, would you support a peaceful transition of government? And his answer was, we'll have to see. Now, the reason this is the easiest question in the world to answer. The answer is, of course, I will support a peaceful transfer of power. That doesn't mean that we won't be watching for, what is it, ballot irregularities. It doesn't mean we're not going to be watching these mail-in ballots. It doesn't mean we're not going to reserve the right to challenge the results in the courts. But when all is said and done and the courts have decided, I will honor and respect the opinion of the courts. It's a simple question and a simple and easy answer. And anyone who is defending him, again, I just have to sit back and say, you know, maybe you think he was surprised by the results. I don't know. Nadine says he seems to be laying the groundwork for an appeal if he loses. He has to have someone to blame the loss on, you know, mail-in ballots, immigrants, etc. Ashley says it's insane. It is a foundation of democracy. I agree. Now, I would like to employ a test here to maybe put this in the right framework for you before I play some of President Trump's other comments that I think mitigate this statement a little bit. And so we'll get to those in a second. But I want to employ a test here that I think is important that we all use on a regular basis as we try and decide if our opposition or support of something is principled or is it partisan, okay? And the test is called the partisan reversal test. And all you have to do is flip the script. And so what we do is we now pretend that Hillary Clinton is in office, okay? And she has been attacking the election system for months and months and months. And she was now asked if she will conduct a peaceful transition of power during the election. And she says, well, we'll have to wait and see. Now, please, all of my conservative friends, please answer honestly. Are you telling me that you would not go out of your mind if Hillary Clinton said that? Are you, in fact, she recently said, and President Trump brings this up, she recently told Joe Biden not to accept any election results. And conservatives went crazy. They went after her. And so it would seem to me that those same people would go after the president and say, wait a minute, dude, back up. This is crazy. You shouldn't do this. The partisan reversal test will reveal if your heart is principled or partisan. And only you can answer that question. 100% the answer to this question every time is yes. We will have a peaceful transition. Are you kidding me? If the commander-in-chief is not willing to commit to a peaceful transition, what are the other options if we don't have a peaceful transition? The military goes in, we have a coup, we have a civil war. Again, there is no question how this should be answered. This one is top level, easy, low hanging fruit. But he wouldn't commit to it. Now, a little bit later on, he did make some statements, actually before this and after this, that I think maybe clarifies the issue. And so maybe we have to look at it as a whole. But when he says he wouldn't commit to a peaceful transition, was he really saying, and not catching the word peaceful, was he really saying he's going to challenge this in the courts? Well, here's what he said.
I think it's very important. I think this will end up in the Supreme Court. But I think it's better if you go before the election, because I think this scam that the Democrats are pulling, it's a scam. The scam will be before the United States Supreme Court. And I think having a 4-4 situation is not a good situation. If you get that, I don't know that you'd get that. I think it should be 8-0 or 9-0. But just in case it would be more political than it should be, I think it's very important to have a ninth justice.
So he's now saying it's going to go to the Supreme Court. He's not even waiting or questioning. This election will end up in the Supreme Court. That's why it's important that we have a ninth justice. This is from Colton. Colton says, would you support a rigged election, Jay? It is proven election fraud happened. Then you can bet it won't be peaceful. The left rigged the election last time and luckily lost. Don't think they won't do it again. Colton, I'm sorry. There have been investigation after investigation. And even the president set up a task force looking for voter fraud. They found zero widespread election fraud that would impact any election. Yes, there have been individual cases of people trying to rig elections, but I encourage you to go back and look at my last podcast where I detail the specifics of mail-in ballot security and how so many of the allegations of this president simply are not accurate. He made the claim right after the election that millions of people voted illegally. That is unsubstantiated and unproven. This is Ashley. She says the left did not rig the election. If anyone impacted the election, it was Russia. All right. Again, the election fraud that he keeps talking about. It's so funny to me that the Democrats rigged an election and they lost. I mean, that's hilarious to me. They didn't do a very good job. What makes you think they're going to do a good job this time? Are they suddenly going to rig it better this time? And again, in that quote, the president saying they send out millions of unsolicited ballots. These ballots are going to registered voters. And the reason that they're being mailed out instead of in person is because of this thing called the pandemic. And if you haven't noticed, 22 states have now gone backwards when it comes to COVID-19. And during November, this is going to be a huge issue because we can't get a handle on it. We're not willing to do what it takes to chase it away. We think that we can have our cake and eat it too when it comes to COVID-19. But the truth is, and in fact, if you go back to other podcasts that I've done, you will find several recent studies that show that mail-in ballots do not help or hurt either party. So if President Trump is so worried that mail-in ballots are going to somehow swing the election in his favor, there's just not evidence to support that either. I think that mail-in ballots could be helpful to him. And also, if you go back to my last podcast, you will see where I have shown and demonstrated that mail-in ballots, I think, can be more secure than in-person voting. How did I come to that conclusion? Go back and watch the broadcast and then comment and let me know what you think. The president continues to sow distrust in this election without evidence. Now, three cases recently brought before judges. All three judges asked, show us the evidence. And he couldn't, and so they threw it out. I mean, again, I'm more than willing to consider any evidence. If I thought there was widespread election fraud, I would be right there with you. Again, there have been voting problems. I mean, when you talk about hundreds of millions of people voting, there's going to be issues. But issues don't translate into voter fraud and rigged elections or scams as this president is trying to talk about. He also, again, questioned whether or not we can even have an honest election.
So we have to be very careful with the ballots. The ballots, that's a whole big scam. You know, they found, I understand, 8 ballots in a waste paper basket in some location. They found, it was reported in one of the newspapers that they found a lot of ballots in a river. They throw them out if they have the name Trump on it, I guess, but they had ballots.
They had no names on them.
Okay, well, they still found them in a river, whether they had a name on it or not. But the other ones had the Trump name on it, and they were thrown into a waste paper basket. We want to make sure the election is honest, and I'm not sure that it can be. I don't know that it can be with this whole situation. Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody, and we'll see. But
Sheldon says he simply said he wouldn't lose. He will obviously give up the seat if he loses. Sheldon, don't make me play the clip again. He was asked the question if he would commit to a peaceful transition. He did not commit to a peaceful transition. That's not saying I'm not going to lose. That's saying we will have to see. You can go back and watch the clip at the beginning of this if you want. Again, no-brainer question. Will you commit to a peaceful transition? Yes, but that doesn't mean I'm not watching for voter fraud. Yes, but that doesn't mean that I won't challenge results that are questionable in the courts. But when it's all said and done, there will be a peaceful transition of power. This is so easy. It's a slow pitch right down the middle. It's so easy. And because he wouldn't commit to it, many Republicans had to come out and clarify. And anytime they have to do that, that is a problem.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, quote, "There will be an orderly transition just as there has been every 4 years since 1792. Senator Mitt Romney tweeted, quote, "Fundamental to democracy is the peaceful transition of power. Without that, there is Belarus." Senator Marco Rubio, quote, "As we have done for over 2 centuries, we will have a legitimate and fair election. It may take longer than usual to know the outcome, but it will be a valid one."
Colton says, also, if we can protest and go to the grocery store, we can vote in person. What's the difference? Colton, why can't we mail in ballot? Why can't we? We've been doing it in the state for years. I have detailed in great specifics the security measures employed in these ballots. If you're going to say we can't do it, if you're going to say there's fraud, then you need to back that up. If you're going to question an entire election before it happens, you need to back that up. What if we were saying there were problems with in-person ballots without evidence? What if that was the case? Would you then be saying we can in-person ballot? Mail-in ballots are, for the most part, secure. So let's see. Devin says, no, he didn't specifically answer the question. However, he always dodges questions. He doesn't want to answer. He always changes the subject, which is what he did. He wanted to focus on how we won't lose, how he won't lose. No, I think he did answer the question. Will you support a peaceful transition? Well, we'll have to see. That's the absolute answer to that question. If you have to see if there will be a peaceful transfer of power, that's an answer to that question. That's a refusal to commit to that question. And again, it's an easy question. This president and all the Republicans know it, and everybody else knows it, should have easily said, yeah, there will be a peaceful transition, but that doesn't mean there won't be a court battle. But that doesn't mean we won't be watching these mail-in ballots. He said, we'll have to see. And if, you know what, I'm just gonna pull it up again so that you can watch it again one more time so that we can stop trying to rehash or rewrite what he actually said.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
And, I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transferal of power?
We want to have get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very we'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, Frank.
Get rid of the ballots, and there will be a peaceful transfer. He's answering the question. He's saying if there are going to be mail-in ballots, there won't be a peaceful transition. I don't know how you rewrite this. I mean, again, I think every one of us should be able to, if you support President Trump and most of the things he did, do you not have the ability to say, wait a minute, this one was wrong, and he needs to clarify it? Or are you going to just defend every single thing that he does no matter what? And then that again results in or proves what he said is true, that he could shoot somebody and his supporters will still defend him. Again, this should have been an easy, simple answer. There will be a peaceful transition, but it may come after a long court battle. It's pretty simple to me. And I think that that's the way it should have been answered. And I hope we get clarity on the issue. I hope that he clarifies it. Unfortunately, Republicans had to come out and to clarify it. And again, to me, my friends, my concern here is this only makes conservatism look bad. And I think defending any one person and every single thing they do, no matter what, it makes people look at all of us conservatives and say, you know, what's going on? When we're not willing to call something that is blatantly wrong, wrong. So think about that. And in the meantime, please take a minute and consider becoming a patron of this podcast. You can scan that cool QR code that I have on the screen right there, or you can click on a link in the description of this podcast/broadcast. Let's see. Colton had a question for me and he says I didn't answer it. Colton says, you didn't answer the question. Would you send yourself $1,000 in cash? No, if you want to mail yours in, then be my guest. Colton, you have a choice. You can go in and you can vote in person. You have that choice. I have sent my ballot in and I'm going to send my ballot in again. I have looked at the security and found it to be true. I will also point out that every single stimulus check from the government went out via the mail. I mean, for the most part, and I told you, go back and watch the last podcast. Go back and watch it. I take you through the security of these features and how difficult it would be to violate these ballots. But you can, in fact, Colton, let me give you some help here. If you really want to make sure your ballot is secure, oh, I just lost my camera for some reason. If you really want to make sure that your ballot is secure, then do your mail-in ballot and then show up on election day and do a provisional ballot as well. Then you can get twice the security. All right, everybody, that's all the time I have for you today. Thank you so much for your comments. Become a patron of this podcast, and we'll see if the White House clarifies the issue.